The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Before I launch into my sermon today, I just want to thank you for the love and generosity in the second collection this weekend. I am a recipient of your generosity about 35 years ago, and still reaping the goodness of your hearts every time that you give to the future education of priests. So let me thank you, okay? Thank you. So, the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. Come, Triune God, and bless our fire. Protect our home and bless our hearth. Father, Son, and Spirit, three, yet one. This home shall honor thee. That's the prayer that the women say in Ireland as they s'more the fire, the morning fire. The day is holy at its beginning, in its business, and at its end, because the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are every Christian's companion throughout the day. It was St. Patrick who prayed, "God behind me, God before me, God within me. Holy threefold presence, let all around me be holy. Let all around me be God." That is known as St. Patrick's armor. So, let us speak of God our Father. Let us speak of the presence of God behind us, providing for us. Let us remember that our own personal beginning, our conception, began with God's creative yes. No one here is an accident. Indeed, the psalmist says, "You knit me together in my mother's womb. In secret, you fashioned my frame." So every waking to a new day, indeed, every heartbeat, is God's continuing amen to our being here. Every sunrise is a confirmation that God has pronounced us good. We wake remembering that before the sun rose, God's love was watching over us. Thank you, Mother Theodore Guerin. And let us speak of God, our Mother, too. A strong, gentle push into the day, a call to come home at night. As St. Julian of Norwich said to us, God holds us and he longs to hold, and she longs to hold all of her children on our lap. We shall all return to God day. God someday, our first father and our eternal mother. And let us speak of God the Son, God who goes before us, the Word of God who calls out to us, come, follow me. Through the day's work, Jesus leads us. He is the carpenter's son, after all, no stranger to calluses and sweat. He is the good shepherd who knows the way through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus, the example who washed our feet. Come, sisters and brothers, he said to us, let me show you how to be great in the kingdom of God. God the Son, the first to climb Calvary's hill, our elder brother, always showing the way. And let us speak of the God within us. Let us speak of the God beside us, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete and Consoler, the friend on our whose hand rests on our shoulder, the strength who gets us through the toughest of times, comfort, and as the psalmist says, Lady Wisdom. In the heat of the day, God the Holy Spirit is water to the thirsty. Far from home, she is a hearth fire among strangers, a familiar song. In the winter of life, she is the memory of our loved ones waiting for us. When the valley is too dark and the night is too long, when the sea is too wide, the Holy Spirit is the wind in our sails. God beside us, God within us. And so we greet our holy God. God to beget us, God to lead us, God to cheer us. God in our mourning, God in our work, God when the day is done. God at our birth, and God at the end in our dying. May all of our lives be spent and all of our deeds be done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.